Welcome to the Mickelson Twins Podcast, hosted by none other than Rasmus and Christian Mickelson, twin brothers who refuse to accept the traditional 9-to-5 job life and have achieved financial freedom through the power of online business. If you want to learn how to create passive income online so you can travel the world and experience all the great things life has to offer, make sure to subscribe to the Mickelson Twins Podcast and YouTube channel for more good shit. Enjoy.
What's up, everyone? And in this video, we're going to share with you something that no one else on YouTube likes to share. And that is a thorough breakdown of exactly how much money we made with Kindle Publishing in 2017.
Cue the intro.
All right, so now we are in my computer. First off, what do you guys think of that intro? That's something we just put together. Let us know what you think about that in the comments section. All right, let's get into this. First thing we're going to look at is... So here is the spreadsheet that I put together for my Kindle Publishing income report of 2017. So this is just a spreadsheet I made myself, so I really could lie and put any numbers in I wanted. So that's up to you if you want to believe me or not. But this is everything that I made in 2017 from Kindle Publishing. So let's see. January, so I started in December 2016. That was when I got serious again. And I say again because I actually started in August 2016. But then I got scammed for $3,000. And then that was kind of a downer. So then I did not do Kindle Publishing for a few months to gather myself. But I was able to see that Kindle Publishing was a business model that was going to work and that I could make it happen. So then in December, I got back into it. And then you can see my growth here, 600, 2,000, 3, 4, 5, dipped a little bit, there were some slow months happening at Kindle, but then I just kept on growing, boom, 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 and then I finally hit the 10,000 mark in December, and then for a grand total of over $70,000 in 2017, which is pretty good if you ask me. So then you can also see here what I made from each income stream. Kindle ebooks does some, but the big money maker was always CreateSpace for me, 6,000 in December. Income from ACX looks like that. Now my ACX is a lot more than that. I've really scaled my ACX. And then I started Drafted Digital in May. This is not from all my books. I just threw some books on there. So that added a couple $100 a month. That was nice. Let's see. So yeah, that's my income report from 2017. And then I have another spreadsheet here we could look at. One that CreateSpace gave me. So this, yeah, CreateSpace gave me this royalty report. This breaks down the royalties from every book from 2017. And now it's right here is the name of it, but I there now you can see the names of them, but I'm going to blur that out. So I just made it all white so that you can't see. Let's see. So yeah, you could see how all my sales are spread out amongst all my books. So these are all different books. I have a lot of books. I have a lot of books. Let's see. See, a lot of the income comes from a few books that really just took off. So that's what you want to go for. You want books that are just going to kill it for you and make you a lot of money. Here we have one made me over... almost $3,000 in 2017, $1,500, $1,600, let's see, I know I have some bigger ones, yeah, here we go, this one, yeah, I know what book this is, this is one of my first books I ever published, it has just been selling consistently with over 550 paperback sales, I think I have another one that made me over $5,000 in 2017, somewhere here, there's one, yeah, I know what book that is well. So yeah, that's what that looks like. Here's my CreateSpace income, 5,194 sales. So something really important that people need to realize is that you need to keep on reinvesting the money you make from Kindle. That's how I was able to scale up like this. 700, 2000, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 7, 7, 8, and up to $10,000 in December. The only way to do that is to invest all your, basically everything you make needs to go back into the business. Because making a couple grand a month, that's not good enough. I mean, at least not for me. Maybe it is for you. So I guess that's up to you. But I wanted to make, my goal from the beginning, before I started, I said I was making $10,000 by December 2017, and I hit that mark in the last month. So that was it. That was really exciting for me. That, I'm really happy I did that. And it just shows that you can do it. You can do anything. As corny as that sounds, you can. Like I said, reinvest everything you make. So I think, let's see. It was May or June where I finally broke even with everything I put in because I kept on reinvesting everything. And then it was September, October, November, December. I slowed down publishing a little bit. And that's when I had lower expenses and I could really, and my bank account was just growing every single month. So that's when I really felt the power of my online business and how it was making me richer. This is not making you richer. It's making you more money. Rich is a whole different ballpark. So this was just my income report, and we're gonna put Rasmus is gonna do his, and then we'll put them back together, and you can see how much both of us made. Now to Rasmus's income report. Ooh. All right, guys. So here's an income report of all the money I've made in my entire Kindle publishing career. So I started back in February 2017. So I've been doing it for a little over 1 year. In my first month, I made $855. That was mostly off one book that actually did really well, one I wrote myself. Month number two, I made $2,000. And at that point, I was running a dropshipping business, so I did not publish more books than that. So for the next one, two, three, four, five, the next half year, I did not publish, I did not touch it, I did not do anything. And I kept making at least $1,000 a month for 6 months straight. Then back in September, or in August, I sold my dropshipping business and I started Kindle publishing again full time. And that's when I kind of took it very seriously. Then my income went up to $2,200, and each month it slowly scaled up to $2,800, $3,400, $5,600. I think the big jump came in September because that's when ACX, that's when we kind of learned about ACX and how good that can be as an income source. Anyway, I kept scaling up. December, $5,600. January was my best month ever at $7,400. And now in the last, I haven't published a book since January, actually. You can see it's gone down slightly to $5,500, $4,700. This month, I'm on pace for a little over $4,000. Isn't more to say.
Well, it's the reason why it's gone down is because Kindle as a whole is just gone really slow. It's not just going to keep on going down until it's gone.
Right.
Slow these days.
Yeah, Kindle as a whole for everyone has gone down, so it's been really hard to kind of prevent this small drop. I'm sure by the summertime, fall, and next December, sales are going to be up again. So I think I'm going to be able to maintain this kind of when you combine. You combine like the slow decline of your books over time and the fact that it's going to pick up the pace with book sales again. I think I'll be in about the 4,000, 5,000 range for the next half year, even if I don't do anything, to be honest.
Yeah. All right, I guess that's it.
That's it.
That's our income report for 2017.
You're probably very curious how much, that's how much money we've made all time with Kindle publishing.
We have nothing to share. We want to show you guys everything.
You need nothing to hide.
No.
We have everything to share. We have nothing to
hide.
You can see paperback sales, how much we made from ACX, CreateSpace, Kindle. So yeah, if you guys like this video, please subscribe, of course, leave a like, ask us any questions you have. We'll share anything. We don't want to hide anything from you guys.
Share the video. We want more subs.
Right. Subscribers.
Okay.
All right, that's it. See you in the next video, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mickelson Twins Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Mickelson Twins YouTube channel for more videos that will help you achieve financial freedom and change your life.